Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on Sports Talk. Time now for Bobby's Notebook, the week that was, if you will. Brought to you by TrainSouth.com. It's hard to stop a train. Bobby, get to what you didn't get to yesterday, a couple things that stood out throughout the week.
Well, a couple of things. But I'd rather you, ask me a question.
Okay,
than
I'll do that.
Okay. But you know who's won? Well, we need him to be more consistent. And because you look at the tight end position, Juwan Johnson's been catching everything, given the opportunity. You know, we talk about Adam Trautman. I think Adam Trautman's having a fine camp.
I'll eat some crow a little bit because I was a little critical of Juwan coming out of the OTAs and minicamp.
But no, but he showed up in training camp. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen enough of Taysom to really know. I think with Nick Vinette, he had an outstanding catch for a touchdown. Dalton kind of extended the play, and he got open. Andy Dalton kind of threw him open, but it still was a nice catch. But what he has going for him, because when the Saints offense is at their best, they got to run the ball. And I think that's what Nick Vinette brings to the table, the experience that he can run block. And I think he can be serviceable in the passing game. So there's a lot of competition there. But Juwan Johnson got to, you know what, get off the pot. Or listen, you're coming out of Oregon, wide receiver to tight end, you're a free agent, and they got no patience with you. You got to go out there. Now, he came out like gangbusters, and you remember he disappeared in the season. So. He's having a good camp, so see what he does, given the opportunity. It doesn't matter if it's Andy Dalton.
He's going to get a lot of time tomorrow night.
But whoever's throwing the ball, get open, catch the ball. This was a wily veteran move that a lot of times, you know, like Ian Book or a lot of young quarterbacks across the league, but they're trying to process all the information, you know, getting in and out the huddle. You're calling a play. And then you can get monotonous and always use the same snap count. And, you know, the defense might get used to what you're doing. And it could be a case in point where even in 2 minutes, when they hurry up, this is the snap count. Well, Andy Dalton tricked the defense and got a free 10 yards. Got up to jump off sides twice, back to back. He got Carl Grandison and a young guy like Peyton Turner offside.
Two guys that are anxious. Two guys that are looking to get a jump.
Trying to get a sack or whatever, but mixing up that snap count. I remember I told you the story, Christian, before. In 1994 Pro Bowl in Hawaii, I mixed up the snap count. You may think, and they were tackling back in those Pro Bowl days.
Right.
And I got Howie Long to jump off sides. Howie Long got so mad at we have the same agent.
Yeah.
You know what? And he goes, man, Abel, what are you doing? This is the Pro Bowl. You can't mix. I go, well, I don't want you to hit me. Because he was coming off the ball and like he was playing like it was a real game. So I got him to jump offside. So Drew would do that all the time.
Is that up to the quarterback?
Discretion? Yeah. Now, okay. The offensive coordinator, they might tell you, mix up the snap count. And then it might be after a TV timeout, you're in the huddle.
Is it something you'll notice? See a guy teeing off a little bit?
Well, you could just tell, like a John Randall or guys that, like Chris Dolman, they you think they should be watching the ball, and they should watch the ball, not listen to the quarterback. That's why you have to miss a mix up the snap count. You know, the offensive coordinator might tell you, keep them off balance. Now, what you do after a TV timeout to get all the line, okay, you tell them, okay, look.
Hold your water.
Hold your water. I'm going to go like on four. And then, you know, so you pick and choose when you do that to try because that's the easy 5 yards.
Sure.
You know, to get. Like, it's a whole lot easier to make first and five than first and ten.
Sure.
You know, so just those tricks of the trade. You see Andy Dalton. It's not his first rodeo. By getting Carl Granderson and Peyton Turner to jump off sides. Now, Ian Book comes in the game, you know, as far as that two-minute drill to end practice. Peyton Turner, he flashed early. He's flashing as of late. But can you flash against the Texans? You know, we need Peyton Turner. How about you go get a sack? You know, because that catches everyone's attention. You know, look at quarterback hurries and all that.
But I know this. Peyton Turner is consistently eating Trevor Penning's lunch.
Yeah. So
he's got a ways to go.
So I'm telling you what's going to be interesting. I don't even know. I haven't done enough research yet before the game. Who are the Texans? Who are they, like, their outside line? Who their ends? Who's rushing against Trevor Penning? Because I know when we go practice against the Packers, they got some cats who can hit it and get it. They got, like, seven number ones. And people always want to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense. No, this year – if the Packers ultimately have success, it'll be because I'm telling you, watch what they're doing defensively. Like Malcolm Roach, you know, another young guy. Can you put still more skins in the wall? Because the only one that who do we think in the interior D tackles who is really solid? You say David Onyemata, and then all the other guys. We got a bunch of other guys.
Kentavious Street.
Well, but he's not. But we're not familiar with him.
Okay.
Oh, no, we're not familiar with him. You know, you look passing, you know.
I like Malcolm Roach a lot.
But, yeah, but is he as good as Sheldon Rankins? Or is he as good as Malcolm Brown, who we got from the Patriots? No.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. So you got to – how about you do a little bit more?
Okay.
A little bit more and be on the level of David Onyemata. Like Shai Tuttle, I think Shai Tuttle, he is what he is.
Yeah.
He ain't bad. But he ain't great. He's just, like, steady. He's going to be a guy part of the rotation. That's why if you want to play more, get more reps, and you're not just in a rotation, Malcolm Roach, a great opportunity for him. Now, the one guy, you know, we talked about the young receivers who have stepped up, and they're interesting to see, like Kirk Merritt, DeJohn Dixon. Another one that he's showed up in practice, but then he's suspended. You know, performance-enhancing drugs. Kawan Baker. Kawan Baker, you see him making 15-yard gain or 12-yard gain constantly. So that'll be interesting what's going to come about with him. Because he could be one of those guys that you drafted, and maybe the grade that you give everyone, he could get cut. And then, but you know, he's
look, he was a seventh round pick, Bobby.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's almost he's a UDFA,
he's like a free agent.
Yeah, that you just didn't want to fight for the rights to.
So, yeah, so Kawan Baker, he's in that competition from South Alabama with Kirk Merritt and DeJohn Dixon. But I think they've always they've all shown up again. Peyton Turner, we talked about him in practice getting sacks. Now, get sacks, you know, in actual game, and that's you know. You get a lot of recognition in the meetings and by the coaches because you did it in a real game. Now, the one guy, too, Christian, I don't know how you can talk about an outstanding citizen. How about Jordan Jackson from Air Force? Look at him, number 59. He's flash where you see him get a sack every now and then in practice. Boy, just you talk to him.
Sharp, man.
Boy, like, I mean, he's like a whiz and mad. He graduated from Air Force, civil engineer.
Like your dad, right?
Yeah.
Engineering degree.
So, trig calculus, that's nothing to me. Like, what? No, so Jordan
Jackson. That's melt my brain stuff.
Yeah. So you look at him, he's built kind of like Cam. You know, that 6'4", built like Cam, but you have him on the interior, you know, playing D-tackle.
What do they have him listed as?
He's like 6'4", like 295.
Okay.
294, 295, so.
Yeah,
but he looks good.
Yeah.
He don't look fat.
No.
You know, some guys like, you could be fat if you move well. You know, if you have an ugly body, it doesn't matter. If you're productive and you have an ugly body, it doesn't matter that you're not chiseled. Because you have guys that chiseled, they look like Tarzan, but they play like Jane. Give me a guy that looks dumpy.
Well, see, the problem
but
is
invincible.
Problem is, I'm fat and I don't move well. So.
Well, you're not invincible. I mean, it's not like, oh, I can't be stopped. No, but you have, I've been around guys that just, man, because we all take a shower together. You're in the shower, damn, they got an ugly body. And it's like, but talk about for some reason, like they quick and they play unbelievable. You know who was
Tony Siragusa was a guy like that.
Great example. You know who else? Right here from LSU, one of the greatest Buffalo Bills ever, Kyle Williams.
Yeah.
You look at Kyle Williams, I mean, he can play golf, basketball, he can do anything. But he went all ripped and stuff, but he's just a football player. So, yeah, but when give me – now, you'd want to, like, look good and play good, but give me a guy that looks bad and plays great. Now, how about that? I think I'll take that.
I'll take – if they can produce – by the way, I just wanted to give you it's we're getting back to normal because I'm getting reports now that as the Saints radio crew is traveling, you know, Robert Carroll, our engineer, he's the kind of mother hen. He's always has been. Apparently, there was some issues with baggage.
At the airport?
Yeah, with baggage.
Well, that's not the first time, right?
No, so it's par for the course.
It's going great.
Yeah, it's going great for Robert Carroll and company. That's normal.
Yeah, we want that to happen because, I mean, it could potentially be a great Saints season.
Right.
Yeah,
first preseason game. Geller's already texted me just about Robert, who's nicknamed the Black Cat because his luck is so terrible. Not happy. Not a happy guy right now, so.
Yeah,
and look, honestly, to give you guys a peek behind the curtain, give the audience a little peek behind the curtain. Robert is a grade A, genuine guy. I mean, if you don't love Robert, then something's wrong with you. But he just has the worst luck, and we kind of take a little pleasure seeing it because it's funny.
Well, I know, but what's been going on this summer, trying to fly, though, cancel this, cancel that. And then it's not like they're going to Seattle. No, we're going to Houston. Might as well have
drive there in 6 hours.
Right. Versus having all these complications with the airport. So,
Bobby, one of the things I know you wrote this earlier in your notebook earlier in the week. I can't remember the exact day because it all feels like the same day. But Mike Thomas had a day this week that was just, you said, okay, he's back.
He had a day today that was NFL Offensive Player of the Year day. And the fans noticed when they were chanting, can't guard Mike. You know, can't guard Mike. They were chanting, and it wasn't bad coverage. It was like, I don't want to say contested throws, because Andy Dalton put that ball in a place where only Michael Thomas could catch it. But still, the defender would have had a chance to pass defending, you know, rip it out, or whatever. But it was just just great catches, strong hands. I've always said that Michael Thomas has strong hands. I kind of look at it like basketball. Like, you're going up for a rebound. Okay, do you want it? I mean, I don't know how tough he'd have been, but it just seems like Dennis Rodman would have had like a nose for the football as a receiver. Like, if it was up there, he'd have went up and somehow figured out how to get it. But Michael Thomas, that's one of his greatest assets, I think, is how it's a contested throw, and he comes down with it. And that practice was, unbelievable. That practice is as good as it ever was before he got hurt. So you could tell no difference. If you watched him before he hurt his ankle and he's setting all these NFL records, and then you watch that practice, you would know, you'd say, well, yeah, that's the same guy, or it might even be better.
Made me feel good about a potential comeback player of the year bet.
Oh, without a doubt. Yes, the NFL comeback player of the year bet. That would be good value, considering what Michael Thomas is putting on the practice field for NFL comeback player of the year this season.
Bobby, I know this isn't necessarily the sexiest position to talk about, but it's a valuable one that we know and sometimes doesn't get talked about enough, though, because he's a weapon. That's Blake Gillikin. He has looked sensational this camp. And I'm talking about
the kicker and the punter.
Yeah. I was going to get there, too.
Yeah.
But the ball just jumps, explodes off his foot. You don't need to even see him kick. If your back was turned, you'd know that it's Blake Gillikin, based on the sound.
Well, I think Thomas Morstead is more humble than Blake Gillikin. But so what if your punter's not humble? I mean, if he knows he's good, he's good. I mean, Blake Gillikin, at 24 years of age, you'd think he'd be like 30. No, he is confident he can back it up.
Wisdom, too.
He knows what he's doing. You talk to Blake Gillikin, he's trying at a very young age because trying to perfect his craft.
Yeah.
And even he's buddies with Morstead and all.
Yeah.
Blake Gillikin, that's a punter. There's no way that guy doesn't punt. For sure, double digit, 12 years, whatever, he'd get hurt or something. I mean, he is that good.
He's going to be around a long time. Yeah. He's going to get paid.
Boy, think about that. Talk about stability at the punter with the Saints. Go from Morstead to Gillikin.
Yeah.
You're talking about three decades and you have the same guy, basically.
That hasn't been the issue. That wasn't the issue under Sean Payton. He did cycle through some kickers over his time, not just this past year. Because
you know, speaking of great bodies, remember the one that was ripped? Sean, was it Weatherford?
Steve Weatherford.
Steve Weatherford.
Punter.
From Illinois, the punter.
Yeah.
I think we did a Bacchus. We did the Mardi Gras parade with him.
Yeah, they cut him and, right and before he went to London.
Yeah, because he didn't do what Sean said to.
Yeah, I know.
Don't punt it to him. He's going to run it back. What did he do? He punted to him. Okay, you're gone.
See ya. This is Sports Talk here on...
But he wasn't fat. He was ripped.
Right. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.